And how's she doing symptom-wise? Arthralgia,
is any
problem?
Pretty well. She was telling me just recently that she was having various bone aches and pains and things like that. And I said, well, you know, those are due to the aromatase inhibitor. She said, really? You know, because I think people are willing to attribute the moderate pain. Unfortunately, you know, if you look at MA17 quality of life data, women who were on placebo had increasing joint pains over time. I thought that was sort of the most depressing data from the study.
Well, that's interesting.
That, you know, we're all going to get a lot of joint pains continuously as we get older. But the women who were on the letrozole had a little more, but both groups had increasing joint pain. So I think that women know they're having a little stiffness in the morning and this and that. But the stiffness, you know, the rheumatoid arthritis-like symptoms the aromatase inhibitors cause in their mildest form are attributed to just aging. And so it helps women actually to know that it's not just aging and that the use of anti-inflammatory medications can really help them tolerate it. It's a very small percentage of women who are intolerant, completely intolerant of AIs.
So roughly how long do you think you're going to keep her on? You have her on letrozole, I guess?
Yes, in 5 years. I told her
5 years.
So you're
going to give her, of course, you know, you
can always... be out to 12 years at that time.
Amazing.
I said there's a study going on looking at 15 years, so it's okay to keep you on until 12 years because she was off for about, you know, a little under two. There is a trial in Europe called the MINDAC trial
right. That's
looking at triaging patients based on genomic profiling with a mammoprint versus the clinical pathologic criteria we use, including adjuvant online. And in that trial, in order to fund the trial, they had to include some clinical trials that had drugs in them. Very expensive studies to do. So what they decided to have as their standard for duration of hormone therapy was 7 years. Mm. And that's not really based on any data, but I think that it actually, because it's in that trial, it's been adopted as, you know, at least one stop time that we could use. And so the patients are randomized to either have some tamoxifen or not.
It's fascinating. So do you think that this woman's going to be able to sail through the 5 years without any major problems, or do you think you're going to
I think so. I don't think it'll be a problem. She's actually was on an osteoporosis study, so although she only had osteopenia, she's on alendronate, and, you know, it's hard to know whether she needs to be on it or not.